It's Tuesday, the 16th of September. I'm watching a wee spinneret. It's a pale yellow autumn leaf from the birch tree, little leaf. It's obviously been tethered to the end of a gossamer string somehow. And there is no breeze this morning. It's calm. Well, maybe a little breeze top of the trees. But there's enough to spin that wee leaf. As if it had been blown by a fan. Just spinning and spinning and spinning. Garden ornaments from nature. I'm back in familiar surroundings. Back in the garden. Familiar sounds as well. Of the birds, of course. And the background noises from traffic. I still consider myself very fortunate, though, to be set well back from the road and have a quiet, secluded wee corner and a garden like this to step out into. Trees are all definitely going over now. And so many leaves already in the garden, just over the weekend. Spirea, that lovely bridal wreath. It's a mixture of jading green and straw-coloured leaves. As is the ornamental grass in front of me, which now looks like a whole big clump of straw. But autumn is lovely. I slept well last night, catching up on lost sleep over the weekend. I'm feeling good. I am tired, but I'm feeling good. When I come back to our home here and I remember many a year when I, or we, stayed elsewhere. Elsewhere that became not such a nice place to live. And when we came back from our holidays or mini breaks, there was always that feeling of impending doom as we turned the corner at the top of the housing scheme to head down to our home. I remember that well. And that was 23 years ago. And since then, every time you turn the corner heading for our own house, our own drive. It's actually, I wouldn't say a feeling of joy, but a feeling of, well, it's great to be back here. And it is, even after the weekend coming back, it's just driving there towards the house and this thing, you know, when you see it as you turn in the drive and, you know, we have got a lovely home and a lovely bit. Being grateful for what we've got. I think we're all guilty of forgetting what we've got in life and concentrating too much on some negative aspects of our life. We're not counting up all the positives. I know many out there don't have many positives, I know, but I think in general, most of us, our balance sheet, unless you are in a poor situation, balance sheet should have more ticks and crosses. But I think we tend to forget that. And I know I do at times. If I'm standing here in good health with a hot cup of tea in my hand, in a garden, in a place I love, in a home that I love, with good neighbours, that's enough to tick most of the day away. I'm listening to Mr. Blackbird this morning. I did see him earlier eating his porridge, but he's usually about when I'm here. Ah, I just realised why he's not about, because all those chirping blackbirds will be him and maybe Mrs. hunting out the intruders in the trees. It rained all day yesterday, all day, right up till bedtime it was still raining. This morning it's fine and dry, but things are pretty sudden. That's a big change from the great weather we've had recently, but it's actually very mild. Well, we'll see what today brings. Hello, Mr. Blackbird. So it's not you making all that noise over there, is it? It's getting greyer in the head, like me. And the midges are out. Perfect midge weather.